Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Divine Parables, a series here on the Qalam podcast, which explores the metaphors, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us within the Quran. Mufti Hussein Kamani will go through in depth an analysis of all the different parables that are present within the Quran. So inshallah, go ahead, listen, benefit, share with family and friends, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Before we get started with the session, once again, I wanted to remind everyone that alhamdulillah, Qalam is dedicated to bringing this kind of understanding and knowledge of Islam to each and every single person all around the world. We ask you to become our partners in this endeavor by supporting the work that Qalam does by going to supportqalam.com. Supportqalam.com. Go there, contribute, donate, become a sustainer, and have this as a sadaqah jariyah. Every single person that will listen, that will learn, that will benefit from it, you will have the reward of that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's get on with the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa khususan ala sayyidi rusuli wa khatamil anbiya wa ala alihi laskiya wa ashabihi latqiya amma ba'd. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina Munawwara at the age of 53 with the companions, the general public of Medina Munawwara was divided into three groups. There were those people who were mukhlisun mu'minun. They were sincere believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this group of people in the opening verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, the opening four verses. Allah describes them, that the beginning verses, that these were people who were sincere, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hudan lil muttaqin. Who were these people? And then Allah describes them. The second group of people were people who openly disbelieved in Allah. Mostly it was the Jews, and there were also a small group of people who were idol worshippers who remained firm on their religion. These people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then addressed them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, in two verses. Now after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses and deals with, in Surah Baqarah for quite some verses, the third group of people. And after this third group of people, Allah then goes back to the Yahud, the Jews who lived in Medina Munawwara, and deals with them for a great portion of Surah Baqarah. Now when we come to this third group of people, these people were known as al-munafiqun, the hypocrites. In Islam, hypocrisy is viewed as a grave sin. For those of you who are not familiar with the term hypocrisy, this means when a person says one thing, but in their heart, they carry something completely different. Something very different. They said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "We believe in you, we believe in Allah," but in their hearts they were planning against Islam, trying to hurt Islam, trying to harm the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These were people who would come with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the battlefield. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would gather people together for war, these people would sign up, they would join the army, they would reach the battlefield, and then they would say, "We're going back home." This happened in the Battle of Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the battlefield with 1,000 soldiers. Right when they got close to the battlefield, 300 of them said, "We're going back home." And they would do this to discourage the believers, to make them feel abandoned. They were constantly plotting and planning against the Muslims and Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 17, 18, 19, and 20, combined in these four verses, He delivers two examples regarding the hypocrites. And the hypocrites are divided into two categories. There were those hypocrites amongst them who were open to the idea of Islam, even though they weren't really interested, but they were open to it. But then in time, they then became firm on their hypocrisy. This is the lighter version of the hypocrites. الَّذِينَ يَتَرَدَّدُونَ. These were people who went back and forth. They weren't firm, they weren't sure whether hypocrisy was the right thing or Islam was the right thing. They would listen to the Prophet ﷺ. Sometimes the Quran would address them with harsh words, very strong language, giving them warnings of Jahannam or punishment in the world. And they would listen to these things, and when they knew this was the truth, rather than accepting it, what they would do is that يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ حَضَرَ الْمَوْتِ. They would put their fingers in their ears because they felt death was here. أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Like a heavy rain that was falling from the heavens. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to revelation like a rain. Rain in itself is beneficial. But what happens is that when you pair rain with فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ وَرَعْدٌ وَبَرْقٌ, when you pair that rain with darkness, when you pair it with thunder, when you pair it with lightning, now that rain that people refer to as mercy could potentially be a destruction for them. And this is how revelation is. When a person is mukhlis and sincere, that revelation is a mercy for them. But when they become arrogant, when they lose their sincerity, that very same revelation now becomes a punishment for them. It becomes a hujjah and proof against them. So when they stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment, they do not have any excuse. They do not have any argument that, Ya Allah, the message never came to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had Allah willed, He could have exposed them to the believers. Because the Muslims didn't know who the hypocrites were. The only way to truly determine whether a person is a hypocrite is if Allah tells you. Because they're saying with their tongue they're Muslims. How could you know what's in their heart? You could never know. Through revelation, that's why the scholars, they say, after the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no way to truly determine whether a person is a hypocrite or not unless they confess. A person confesses, I'm a hypocrite, that's another story. But you can't go to a person and say, you're a hypocrite. It doesn't work like that. Now at this point, I want to make one thing very clear because there's a lot of confusion here on this mas'ala. I was once attending a Jummah khutbah and the khatib said, there are three signs of a hypocrite. When he speaks, he lies. When he is trusted, he betrays. When he is trusted, he betrays. And when he promises, he goes against his promise. Ayatul munafiqi thalathun idha haddatha kathaba, idha wa'ada akhlafa, wa idha tumina khana. So he said, every time you do one of these three things, you become 33% hypocrite, 66% hypocrite, and then when you do the last one, you're 100% hypocrite. Now this is massive tahrif. This is a big distortion of the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because as I mentioned earlier, hypocrisy is a very big crime. And we have to be careful if we're going to attribute hypocrisy towards any one person. That's why the scholars, they say, hypocrisy is of two things, two types. There's nifaq amali and there's nifaq i'tiqadi. There's a type of hypocrisy that is to do with a person's belief. This is the hypocrisy Allah is referring to in the Quran. And then there's a second type of hypocrisy, which doesn't have to do with belief, even though ultimately it can impact a person's belief. It has more to do with a person's, their actions. That your actions are like one who is a hypocrite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْ فِيهِ وَإِذَا أَضْرَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. If Allah willed, He could have exposed them. And by exposing them, لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ, they would have been destroyed because the Muslims wouldn't let them live. They would punish them. Potentially even kill them. They would execute them for being hypocrites. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah was always capable of doing this. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't do it. Now earlier in that very same verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the second group of hypocrites who were kind of in conflict, يَتَرَدَّدُونَ, they weren't sure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding them, كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْ فِيهِ وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُ. That these were people that every time the path lightened up a little bit, when life got a little better, when Islam became easy for them, or when things became convenient for them, كُلَّمَا صَلُحَتْ أَحْوَالُهُمْ فِي زُرُوعِهِمْ وَمَوَاشِيهِمْ وَتَوَالَتْ النِّعَمُ قَالُوا دِينُ مُحَمَّدٍ دِينٌ مُبَارَكٌ. Every time things got easy and things were going well, the family was well, business was well, they said, دِينُ مُحَمَّدْ دِينُ مُبَارَكٌ. That this is a blessed religion. What a beautiful religion. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا وَإِذَا نَزَلَتْ بِهِمْ مُصِيبَةٌ أَصَابَتْهُمْ شِدَّةٌ سَخِطُوا وَثَبَتُوا فِي نِفَاقِهِمْ. هذا قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنه, ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه. And then what happened was when things would become difficult again, when life would settle in again, when the challenges would start again, they would then abandon the deen quickly. And they would go back to their hypocrisy. And many of us have to ask ourselves that in terms of our amal, not our belief, inshallah everyone, all of us here are mu'minun, mukhlisun, we are sincere believers. But in terms of our actions, do we match this? That when things get easy, Islam is amazing. My du'as are amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazing. Things get a little rough. The road gets a little rocky. And then they abandon the deen right away and they walk away. The second type of hypocrites were those who were hypocrites right from the get-go. They had no interest in Islam at all. This is the group of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses earlier on in verse number 17 and 18. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding this group of people, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ These were people who became Muslims. And by becoming Muslims as a byproduct, there were some benefits they gained. When a person is a Muslim, there are some benefits you gain. Worldly benefits, actually. What are some worldly benefits a person gains? They are now able to receive zakat. You know, now these people are going to gain the kindness that Muslims offer to one another. I mean, there's a kindness that Muslims offer to mankind, but then when you find a fellow believer, the dua you give them, the invitation, the love, the kindness, these people, they benefited from all the benefits that Muslims offered to Islam offered to Muslims. But then what happened? مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ When everything became very nice and comfortable and they were enjoying the perks of being Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ Death will come to them and all of these perks they are enjoying, the worldly perks, will come to an end. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ They will then go to their grave and they will remain in darkness from that point onwards. And there will be no light for them anymore. Because a hypocrite may enjoy the perks of being a believer in the world, but there are no perks in the akhirah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Summun." They're deaf. They can't hear. And we know, as the Mufassirun, they write, that regarding these people, what we know for sure, that these people definitely had the ability to hear, as far as hearing goes. اعلم أنه لما كان المعلوم من حالهم أنهم كانوا يسمعون وينطقون ويبصرون These people had the ability to hear, they had the ability to speak, they had the ability to see. But the problem was when revelation came to them, they chose not to listen. They chose not to pay attention. And because they weren't paying attention, because they weren't listening, when they were engaged, they couldn't respond. Bukmun, they were deaf, they were dumb, sorry, they couldn't speak. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Umyun, they were blind as well. Because when a person isn't listening, when a person isn't paying attention to revelation, you become blind and you don't know where you're walking. You think you know where you're walking, but you're just grabbing and touching without proper guidance. And this Quran is that guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ These people will never return. And this is a lesson for us all. That when you become arrogant, and you become, you know, very proud of yourself, and even though someone is giving you good advice, you continue to ignore consciously out of your own will. You become stubborn. فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ The pathway to return back to guidance then closes down. You have to always be open to revelation. Even though you may be at fault today, even though today you might have problems, serious problems. If you're engaging in mistakes, engaging in sins, be open to the idea that you are wrong. And also understand that when the Quran speaks to you, the Quran is speaking from a place of compassion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to reach to Jannah. That's why He's guiding you. If you have an open heart, Tawbah will come to you. Repentance will come to you. You will repent from your sin no matter how deep you think you are into it. Be 20 years from now, 30 years from now, inshallah, all of us at least before our death. But a person who's arrogant, a person who's stubborn and ignorant, there is no Tawbah for this person. So I close by reading the verses of the Quran. Today we discussed four verses of Surah Baqarah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا The example of the hypocrite is like one who kindled a fire. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ And then when everything around him was lightened up, was illuminated, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ Allah took away their light. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ And He left them in darkness so they could not see. سُمٌّ They were deaf. بُكْمٌ They were dumb. عُمْيٌ They were blind. فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ So they will not return. أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ Or like a heavy rain that falls from the heavens. صَيِّب means water that comes downwards. صَبَّ الْمَاءِ To pour something. أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ In that heavy rain is darkness. وَرَعْدٌ Thunder. وَبَرْقٌ There is lightning. يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ They put their fingers in their ears to save themselves from the loud sound and loud thunder out of fear of death. وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses all disbelievers. يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ The lightning almost snatches away their sight. كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْ فِيهِ Every time the light opens up a path for them or enlightens what's in front of them, they walk in it. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ And when the light goes away and things become dark, qamu, they stand in one place. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. Had Allah willed, He could have taken away their ability to hear and their ability to see. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable over all. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand this beautiful parable and this beautiful example, and saves us and our progeny from being from the hypocrites. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.